This is KCUR 89.3. It's widely expected that Missouri's midterm U.S. Senate race will pit the incumbent, Democrat Claire McCaskill, against Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley. But if you talk to some members of his party, there's something Hawley still needs to earn first, their vote on August 7th. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman reports.
Everyone's wearing yellow "Claire, you're fired" stickers at the Jackson County Republican Ice Cream Social. County Party Chairman Mark Anthony Jones addresses the couple dozen attendees who sat in the mid-July heat to hear from GOP Senate candidates.
And I have not so far seen anyone check in with me from the Josh Hawley campaign. And are you here? Anybody here from the Josh Hawley campaign? Because it's your turn.
Jennifer Finch, the county GOP vice chair, isn't surprised the attorney general is a no-show.
We have a little game statewide called Where's Josh? Kind of like Where's Waldo? Josh is only showing up to the things that are pre-scripted and pre-approved.
His absence here is noticed beyond his critics, and it's making some people, like Marie Jackson, indecisive. She likes that Hawley has President Trump's endorsement.
I was going to go with Hawley, but until I heard the candidates today, that swayed me to kind of rethink and pray about it.
Platte County GOP Chairman Jim Rooney is still mulling over his options less than 2 weeks ahead of the primary.
I haven't finally made a decision. I may not make it until I walk into the booth.
Voters who don't want Hawley have a lot of options, 10 to be exact. But Hawley's $3 million war chest far surpasses any other candidate. Austin Peterson and Tony Minetti have less than $50,000. The speakers in Casey's Power and Light District blast electronic music ahead of a Minetti rally in June. He brought in Sarah Palin to speak. Daniel Engel says he's pessimistic about politics in general, but supports Minetti because Minetti's in line with Trump, especially in wanting a wall to deter people coming to the U.S. without permission.
I just know he's going to vote against the stuff I hate. And beyond that, it's probably the most you can hope for these days.
Minetti is a former B-2 stealth pilot who wants to improve mental health care for veterans. He also was disappointed with Trump's endorsement.
You know, I think the president is probably surrounded with people in the establishment that are saying, look, Hawley's got a lot of money, and I don't. Let's be for real. I have not raised, I'm not a millionaire.
It's a reality Minetti and Peterson have to contend with.
All right, we got everybody, Mary?
Peterson's campaign bus cautiously maneuvers around Kansas City's residential streets. He's up front by the driver, vaping and singing along to Beautiful Girl by Sean Kingston. Peterson is not the typical Republican candidate. He's a libertarian.
Watch your step.
This Saturday afternoon, Peterson knocks on Diane Strong's door.
Hello, ma'am.
I've lost a lot of respect for your party due to the president. So,
I'm sorry
thank
to hear
you
that.
All very much, and you can move on.
Peterson does, but not before he suggests voting against Hawley, because Missouri has open primaries.
I understand even if you vote Claire in the general, on the Republican side, you can impact who that Republican would be on August 7th.
Nola Wood is worried that Democrats might try that tactic and says Hawley is the best candidate to go up against McCaskill.
He has a track record. He's been involved in the legal aspects of protection of life for years. He has a level of professional expertise from his history serving in various aspects of government.
Hawley supporter Josh Holbert points to Hawley's 2016 election, in which Hawley got more votes than Trump or Greitens.
I think Hawley has the best mix of actual name ID and fundraising capability.
Wood also says there's a good reason why Hawley wasn't at the ice cream social.
A statewide campaign is a huge, huge endeavor if you had nothing else to do, and he's the Attorney General of Missouri.
In a statement to KCUR, Hawley's spokeswoman touted Trump's endorsement, saying, quote, Republicans are united in their opposition to Claire McCaskill, and Josh is prepared to send her home in November, unquote. Finch, the Jackson County GOP vice chair, says if Hawley wins, she'll end up supporting him. Platte County GOP Chair Rooney feels the same way, but says he has to see one thing from Hawley in this primary.
So show me state, so you got to show me that you really want the job.
Rooney and others will be keeping that in mind when they walk into the voting booth in a few days. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
For more coverage of the primary elections in Missouri and Kansas, go to kcur.org.